For about $15 and paid in cryptocurrency, a website would make you a new identity, a passport, a driver's license from any American state, a convincing photo of a document that said you were someone you are not. It was built by artificial intelligence, generated in seconds, and it could be produced by the thousands. Over 10,000 of these fake identities went out into the world before the man who ran it was caught. He was caught, and that matters, extradited across borders, pleading guilty, forfeiting his profits. The story has an ending, but the technology it relied on does not. Here is what should stay with us. For most of human history, proving who you are was slow and physical. A face known in a village, a document hard to forge, a signature, a seal, a witness. Identity was anchored in the friction of the real world. Now a machine can manufacture the tokens of identity, the document, and increasingly the face and the voice behind it, faster than we can check them. And so much of modern life runs on a simple, quiet assumption that when someone shows you who they are telling the truth. That assumption is what is quietly eroding. Not because machines have decided to lie, but because we built systems that trusted an image and then taught machines to make any image we want. The danger of a world where AI does more and more is not only that it acts for us, it is that it can now impersonate us, mint believable strangers by the thousand, until the very idea of knowing who someone is starts to blur. And yet, a machine can forge the document, but it cannot yet forge the whole of a life, the real history, the real relationships, the web of small verifiable truths that actually make a person who they are. Our task, as the fakes get cheaper, is to stop trusting the token and start valuing the harder proof, not the picture someone shows us, but the reality we can still check behind it. Identity was never really the card, it was the life. That is the part no machine can print. This case was examined at warrior.ai. It's worth visiting warrior.ai for more cases built by AI and by people willing to misuse it, simply so you know before it happens to you.